This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. We're hearing from Kristen Cole today. She's an advocate supervisor with CASA. She's talking to Colleen Smith.
So what are the typical ages and backgrounds of children in foster care?
From birth all the way up to age 21. We have a lot of babies coming into foster care because the mom has been using methamphetamines through the whole pregnancy. And so they'll come into foster care being addicted to methamphetamines. And then we also have children that are able to stay up until they're 21.
And normally a child could sign themselves out of care at 18. So what would be the circumstances when a child might stay through the year of their 21st birthday?
A child will stay in care if they are in school or have a job. And being in foster care, whenever you're older youth, you get a lot of benefits. So the state will help pay for your college, living arrangements, apartment, stuff like that. Some of our kids, they've been in foster care for their whole life, and they just are tired of being in foster care, so they will sign themselves out at 18.
Could you tell me three words that you would use to describe children in foster care?
Narrowing it down to three words is very, very hard. I would have to say the first one being angry, alone, and the big one would be unheard.
Tell me about unheard.
A lot of our children in foster care feel like they're being shuffled through the system, feeling alone, and feeling like nobody's listening to them. And so that's why it is so, we have to have a CASA for every single child in foster care, because even if they're a baby or up until their age of 21, they still feel like they're not being heard. And so that's why it's so important for a CASA to be on a case so they can be their voice.
So why did you come to work for CASA?
There are a lot of things that happen to children in foster care, good and bad, and I feel like if it weren't for the causes, that a lot of things that the kids need or the things that are going on with the kids just would not be heard. The caseworker may not know about, the judge may not know about.
Can you give me an example?
Just like I said before, like maybe needing an IEP at school, or glasses, or clothes, may want to see their parent, or may want to see siblings that they haven't seen in a long time. Things like that may not even happen if it weren't for the CASA.
Kristen Cole is a CASA supervisor. She spoke with Colleen Smith. For more on CASA, nwacasa.org.